USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel is carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. Instead, Kirby emphasized that the administration expects Israel to take every possible measure to minimize civilian casualties. The New York Attorney General's case against Donald Trump and the Trump Organization for financial fraud is wrapping up. Attorney General Letitia James accuses them of inflating financial statements by billions of dollars. After an 11-week trial, James stated that the trial has exposed the extent of the fraud, with closing arguments scheduled for January 11th. House Democrats say there are absolutely no grounds to move forward with the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
They have not laid a glove on President Biden, and they have no evidence of him committing any offense, much less an impeachable offense.
Oversight Committee ranking member Maryland's Jamie Raskin told reporters Republicans have not been able to say what crime or offense Biden committed. Republicans claim there's mounting evidence Biden profited from his family's foreign business dealings while he was vice president. The Government Accountability Office report says government agencies are already using AI, but there are 1,000 more potential uses. The office adding the report says, given the rapid growth in capabilities and widespread adoption of AI, the federal government must manage its use of AI in a responsible way and avoid unintended consequences. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature. A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration initiated an investigation in 2021 following nearly a dozen reported incidents. Federal Reserve policymakers are maintaining current interest rates as announced by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell noted it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment.
We're fully committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal. Restoring price stability is essential to achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
This decision marks the third consecutive meeting in which the central bank has opted to defer interest rate hikes. The choice to keep interest rates unchanged follows the Fed's efforts over the past 2 years to address inflation by raising rates. More than 190 governments at the United Nations Climate Conference agreed for the first time to transition away from fossil fuels, bridging differences between big producers and countries that want a total phase-out. Los Angeles is poised to host Super Bowl 61 at SoFi Stadium. The decision on the location for the 2027 championship football game is set for a vote in Dallas. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.